Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
John Coon, a touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Coon for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Coon run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback. John Coon. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is hour two of 9 to noon on a Wednesday, morning. Whole show thought it was Thursday today. I don't know about you guys out there. Whole show thought it was Thursday this morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That's John Coon. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide along for the ride. And we're going to get into our Nooner poll of the day later this hour. Scale of 1 to 10, what's your confidence level in Jordan Love leading this team back in their final must-win games of the season and the postseason? You have four options, 1 to 3, very little trust, 4 to 6, some trust, 7 to 8, strong trust, 9 to 10, full trust in Jordan Love. Go and vote, comment over at 9 to noon. That's the word 9, number 2, word noon. On Twitter is how you can follow, vote, comment, and interact with us in the Twitter sphere. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He is that dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Always a pleasure to welcome in our friend Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this morning, my man?
I got news for you, Rami.
What's that?
This is Thursday. It is football
That's what Coon did that to me earlier in the week, and that's why I thought it on Monday. He was like, you know, it's actually Tuesday, and now my brain is broken, man. Don't. I have a life to live outside of football. All right, I know you guys don't.
Welcome to my life from September to January.
Well, you don't have to do that to us. Don't put that on me, Ryan Wood. Woody, let me start here. We saw the reaction of that locker room after the Micah Parsons injury. Rashawn Gary needed 12 seconds to compose himself and give an answer after he was asked about the Micah Parsons injury. Matt LaFleur looked like he was on the verge of tears. You've been in that building. You've been in that locker room since. I'd assume the mood is a little bit better, but do you feel like they've entirely recovered from the blow that is losing a player like Micah Parsons?
Yeah, it was an interesting collection of reaction because you saw Rashawn Gary and obviously Matt LaFleur, and Xavier McKinney didn't know for sure that it was actually a torn ACL yet. When he was infirmed, he's like, I mean, you could see in real time, he's like, oh boy, like it's a big deal. I don't see them as a viable Super Bowl winner, contender, without Micah Parsons because of what I've seen through 15 games. And that is, with Micah Parsons, there were two very different Packers defenses. The Packers defense when the pass rush got home, which was a top five defense in the league. That's a team that you can go win a Super Bowl with. And then the pass rush when it didn't, which puts a lot of pressure on a back end that's not elite. You want to go into L.A. against Matthew Stafford or have a game against Sam Darnold without getting much pass rush on him? I don't see how that happens. Now, here's the thing. What we haven't seen is really going to be interesting. If you go back to the world before Micah Parsons, Jeff Hafley spent all offseason preparing to rush with Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker. That was the plan. It was going to be a heavy blitz scheme, a lot of creativity, a lot of the things they did last year, really building on that. The question is, being week 16, is there enough time after Micah Parsons changed the landscape day one? I mean, as soon as he walked in the building, they scrapped that. Hey, go rush for four because you got Micah Parsons, and it worked at a high level. Do they have enough time to abruptly change and go back to what they did this offseason, and is that good enough or not? That is what we haven't seen. And if it is, maybe. But based on what we've seen, they're not a Super Bowl contender without Micah Parsons.
What if they're not a Super Bowl contender, what are they, Woody?
They're a team that can – the offense seems like it's gotten on track. They need Christian Watson, obviously. You want to talk about two different Packers defenses. There's two different Packers offenses, too. There's the Packers offense with Christian Watson inserted as their wide receiver one, and the Packers offense without that. And it is, in terms of explosiveness, big plays, it is a night and day difference. You got Christian Watson. You can go make big plays against anyone, including – the Denver Broncos on the road, and it's not like Christian Watson had a huge game. He had 5 targets, 3 catches, 29 yards, but his speed, his dynamic playmaking ability, his presence makes it easier for everyone else on the field when they have the ball. So they're a team that's going to have to outscore teams now. 3 losses this year, giving up 16 points or fewer. That's gone. You have to outscore everyone, starting this week against Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, the Chicago Bears. That it's a very different reality that they face now.
You know, Woody, it's really interesting. You just mentioned two players, almost like it's a player's game. If this Packers team is two different teams, because the offense is two different offenses and the defense is two different defenses, specifically with one player inserted or removed, we did a question yesterday of, does the injury to Micah Parsons, does it change how you look at Matt LaFleur this season going into an extension next year? Do you believe that with all the injuries that this is facing, does that hurt or help Matt LaFleur's cause?
I think it hurts. I think it helps the cause. It hurts their season, but it helps. I have a hard time thinking that Matt LaFleur didn't ink his extension Sunday. We'll see what happens. But at a certain point, you reach mass critical with injuries. It is the NFL is a talent driven league. You got to have talent no matter who the coach is to win. When you have a season, you lose Tucker Kraft, Elgton Jenkins. You don't have Jaden Reed for most of the year. You're missing Christian Watson for half the year. You lose Devontae Wyatt. Now you lose Micah Parsons. There isn't Vince Lombardi's not winning that way. That's just the reality of how important talent is in this league. The defection of talent, the attrition on this roster, is enormous at this point. And if you're at policy, isn't it real attractive, the idea of all those names I just mentioned? Let's say they have them. Let's turn injuries off on the Madden, right, and say they have all those guys. That's a loaded Super Bowl roster. And if you believe in that, coming back, and boy, the bad luck this season, you're going to think it's not going to repeat itself. A lot of these injuries have been contact injuries as well. I know Micah Parsons wasn't, but if you look at, Devontae Wyatt, contact injury. Tucker Kraft, contact injury. Christian Watson, contact injury. That's bad luck. That's not failure to train your players and take care of them. That's the reality of football. Bad luck is not transferable. If you think that you can stay healthy next year, avoid that bad luck, and just have the continuation, which matters. You see the progress of Jordan Love this season, which has been very real. It's tied to having the same play caller, having the same head coach in Matt LaFleur. I think that there are a lot of reasons why Ed Policy might be attracted to the idea of running it back and just hoping that you get better luck.
Okay, so I'm of the belief that Goody and Matt LaFleur weren't extended before the season because – why do it? You have a full year to let them coach and execute in the personnel department. Why not just use that year? But if you weren't sure, let's just assume for a second he wasn't sure going into this season. You think they've seen enough out of the first 13, 14 weeks that they can say, okay, yeah, this is great. We'll extend it based off of the results that we've seen here.
I think you start with the quarterback's progression because that's everything in this league. I think Jordan Love's progression has been very real. He's playing at an exceptionally high level right now. I know the offense fell apart in the second half against the Denver Broncos. I don't put that on Jordan Love. The reality is if you lose your wide receiver one against a great defense on the road, making that in-game adjustment after preparing a game plan all week with Christian Watson against that Broncos defense that plays a lot of man and you like your matchups there, that is an extremely difficult pass to course correct on the fly for anyone. So I think he's playing at a high level. Matt LaFleur has a lot to do with that. And then, boy, when they're up 23-14 with the ball having just gone a three and out, I understand the idea. You wanted it was a staring contest between the Packers and Broncos. Broncos want to play a ton of man. Packers love. They feel like they have man beaters and they're just going to continue to target the matchups. I don't love the idea of going to the well one too many times, maybe deep against Pat Surtain of all people. But before that play, they'd won four straight games. They're up 9 points on the road against a Super Bowl contender and the number one team in the AFC. It just seemed like the Packers were rising at the right time. And then it all went to hell with the injuries. Matt LaFleur can't do anything about that. Like, what is he supposed to do? Not have Patrick Surtain fall on Christian Watson? Not have Micah Parsons use his left leg as a hard break chasing Bo Nix and tears his ACL? He has no control over those outcomes.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to Noon. Woody, I want to, and it's kind of an amalgamation of everything you've said so far here in this interview, but it starts with what you said in the very first answer to my very first question, that you don't see this Packers team as a Super Bowl contender anymore. Me and John spent all day Monday talking Brandon and Packers fans through the state of Wisconsin back off the ledge after the Micah
just
Parsons
so Woody
injury.
Could kick him
yeah,
down.
Now you're just nudging them back. Now you're just nudging them back towards it. Now you're just pushing them right back towards that edge. And I will ask you the same question I asked Brandon and Packers fans on Monday after that injury, which is who in the NFC, the NFL for that matter, do you look at and say, well, without Micah Parsons, the Packers can't beat that team? I understand that they went down in the pecking order and their chances of winning a Super Bowl go down when you lose a Micah Parsons, but to completely wipe them off the board of Super Bowl contenders seems a little bit crazy to me, especially in this year's NFL and as wide open as things are right now.
I'll tell you where I was before the Micah Parsons injury. I was thinking, and I thought for the past couple weeks, boy, Rams, Packers, NFC Championship game. That's coming down to, do they get the pass rush on Matthew Stafford enough to really rattle him, in which case you protect your back end against that offense? Or do you not, and Matthew Stafford picks you apart? If you get the pass rush on him, this is the team. This team's going to the Super Bowl. If not, the Rams going to the Super Bowl. We'll see if it plays out that way with the Rams. But I don't see against some of those quarterbacks now how you can get the pass rush. What they will have to have happen is Jordan Love has his Aaron Rodgers in Atlanta NFC Divisional Round Game 2010 moment where he just shows up and he realizes, I am the baddest dude on the planet right now. I can outscore anyone. The defense, obviously, John, you know this, the defense gave a lot of help that game. But Aaron Rodgers just ascended to a level that nobody could touch him. Does Jordan Love have that in him? If he does, that's the answer. He's playing very well. He's not playing Aaron Rodgers 2010 back in, making the run well right now, because very few have ever played at that level. But if he has that in him, sure, go ahead. You just go outscore people. But that's what they're going to have to do. The days of going into a game against a high-powered offense and feeling good about keeping them under 20 points, those went out the door with Micah Parsons.
So just the way that they have to play to win a Super Bowl changed, but that doesn't mean that their chances of winning a Super Bowl or being a Super Bowl contender went down on that field on Sunday night with Micah Parsons.
Well, and that goes back to what I said. Based on what we've seen for 15 games, it did. What we have not seen for these last three games, We'll find out. Does Jordan Love have that other level? We don't know yet. We have to see that. Can they get enough pass rush with Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker in the blitz scheme to still affect the quarterback? Jeff Hafley hasn't done that much this year. He hasn't needed to do it. Why would you got Micah Parsons? Just unleash him. Let him go. They don't have that now. So can they course correct? And is that going to be enough? That's the things that we don't know. If they make a run, Jordan Love's going to have that other gear. And Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker are going to have to, without Devontae Wyatt, without Micah Parsons, with Rashawn Gary going six games now without a sack, they're going to have to be able to affect a quarterback at a high level from the second level. So that's what we don't know.
We know you're an all-pro journalist, and you just report and give us the details of what you've seen. But I want you to put your hypothesis hat on. Are the Packers going to be able to recover from this? Do you give them a chance down in Chicago?
I'm picking the Bears in Chicago. I don't know who you're going to have chasing Caleb Williams around. It was Micah Parsons 2 weeks ago. And for every Bears fan that wanted to say, oh, Micah Parsons was a no-show in this game, watch the film. Micah Parsons was all over Caleb Williams. He was chasing him to the edge every single time. He was making his life very, very difficult. And Caleb Williams played extremely well in the second half with Micah Parsons in his grill. But who's going to be in his grill now? I don't see it. Now, that's why we watch the games, right? I mean, that's my forecast. That's my prediction. Meteorologists are wrong all the time, right? You don't know until they play the game. Can they get Edgerrin Cooper off the edge, up the middle? Quay Walker, the same thing. Can they have them chasing around Caleb Williams? If they do, that changes the outcome, and it really affects the game. But that's what's going to have to happen. I don't know who's going to be able to chase Caleb Williams the same way that Micah Parsons did.
All right, so you said a lot in this interview already, but the one thing you didn't answer right there about what you believe is going to happen is you said Jordan Love will have to raise his level. Do you believe Jordan Love and this offense will raise their level? Are they capable, and will it actually happen?
I think they are capable. I'm very high in the way that Jordan Love is playing right now. He is playing the best ball of his career. What he did in that first half against Denver was stunning. Mm-hmm. That is an exceptional defense you've got on the road. And he was throwing haymakers. We're not talking about little jabs. Those were knockout punches. And then Christian Watson's departure leaves the offense much less explosive. Now, it's the best thing the Packers have going for them right now is that it sure seems like that Christian Watson injury is not a long-term deal and that he'll be back because he is wide receiver one. He is Jordan Love's best friend. You got to have him. So the fact that they will, that gives them a chance. I think they're capable. It's just it's a lot of pressure on that side of the ball without all the talent, the pass rush that you've lost this season and those two guys, Micah Parsons and Devontae Wyatt.
Who needs this win more on Saturday, the Bears or the Packers, Woody?
Oh, I don't know if you can go one way or the other. It's both. I mean, it's a half-game difference in the NFC North. This is, in a lot of ways, a potential de facto NFC North title game. So I don't know if one team needs it more. The stakes are pretty clear for both sides.
Who do you think wins on Saturday, Woody?
Yeah, I got to take the Bears. You know, the margin of error was – the way that they played him in Lambeau Field was close enough with Micah Parsons, and I think that is a seismic departure. The Packers had two guys that, if they wanted to play the way that they've been playing, had to be untouchable to make a run to the Super Bowl, in my mind. It was Jordan Love and Micah Parsons. And even still, if you look at those two guys, I am not taking anything away from Jordan Love, and especially the quarterback position. It is the most important position in team sports. But the Packers were probably better equipped to replace Jordan Love with Malik Willis than they were to replace Micah Parsons with anyone on that pass rush. They have on their roster, they have three pass rushers with more than two sacks this season. It's Micah Parsons with 12.5 out for the year. It's Rashawn Gary, who's now the leading sacker on that defense, with 7.5. He hasn't had a sack in 6 weeks. And it's Devontae Wyatt with 4 out for the year. Where's the pass rush coming from?
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a good question that somebody will have to answer Saturday night and beyond, and he answers all the good questions with great answers. He's our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, on Twitter, at @ByRyanWood, and every Wednesday. It's not Thursday. I almost did it again. Every Wednesday at this time on this show. Woody, always appreciate it, my man. Have a great weekend.
Happy Thursday, Rami.
There's Ryan Wood joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Y'all got to stop that, because you know what's going to happen? Friday is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Going to roll around. I'm going to think it's Saturday and not get out of bed and come do this show, all right? Y'all need to stop that right now. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we got to get to our poll question of the day. How much confidence do you have in Jordan Love to put this team on his back and carry him through these last three games and some must wins and a playoff run? 414-677-1250 if you want to get in on the conversation, or you can go and vote right now at 9 to noon on Twitter. That's the word 9, number 2, word noon is how you can follow, vote, comment, and interact with us in the Twitter sphere. He's John Kuhn. I'm Rami Makhlouf. It's 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.